Developing guiding principles for the QAPI program. Setting clear priorities for measurement and improvement comes before the selection of performance measures. This starts by identifying the healthcare facility's strategic goals and its guiding principles related to quality. Since healthcare facilities are complex environments with different departments or persons fulfilling very different roles, taking the time to identify guiding principles helps staff better prioritize improvements and define what should be in versus out of scope. Participants in this process should include senior leadership and as many other individuals as is feasible. The process involves the following steps. Present the organization's vision statement or take the time to create one. A vision statement is a snapshot of the organization's intended future. Present the organization's mission statement or take the time to create one. A mission statement is a way to describe the organization's purpose or primary goal and is used to guide decision-making and actions. Develop a purpose statement for the QAPI program that complements the vision and mission statements and indicates what the program will accomplish. Establish QAPI guiding principles, such as using it to guide day-to-day decisions, defining quality of care as a key outcome measure, making decisions based on data, or having a culture that encourages error reporting. Once guiding principles have been established, organizational leaders should use them to establish QAPI measurement types and requirements. It is important to review external, and also establish internal, measurement requirements by taking into account input from professionals in the field. Priorities from external entities will include national and regional regulations, accreditation requirements, large payer/purchaser expectations, and known areas of interest within the community of patients served. Internal priorities may include services in need of improvement, the concerns of HCP, and clinical care that represents high-risk or high-volume services warranting monitoring. One tool that can be used to set high-level program priorities while still considering both internal and external factors is a SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This type of analysis can be used either at the organizational level as a strategy-setting process. That is what services will and will not be provided or enhanced, or in an IPC program to set priorities and tailor the program to the needs of the organization and its patient population. An IDT would form and answer questions in the following areas. Strengths are related primarily to capabilities and capacity. What advantages does the program have? What does it do best? What unique resources are available? Weaknesses concern capability and capacity limitations or gaps. What could be improved? What should the program avoid? Opportunities are uncertain events that offer a chance for improvement. What can we do to minimize loss and improve performance? Can new technologies improve the program? How are population or social profiles likely to change? Threats are the risks to program success. What obstacles will the program face? What changes threaten the program? Exhibit 3-4 shows an example of a SWOT analysis for an IPC program. Exhibit 3-4. Example of a SWOT analysis. Source: adapted from APIC, Fundamental Statistics and Epidemiology in Infection Prevention. Once priorities are defined by the organization's leaders, the specific measure can be selected. Designing, scoping, and documenting the QAPI program. Each organization will need to design and scope the QAPI program itself. A QAPI program should be comprehensive and address all the care and services provided at the healthcare facility. Considerations include incorporating QAPI into healthcare facility culture, work processes, decision-making, and problem-solving processes. Having a written QAPI plan with a process to identify, implement, and sustain improvements. Updating the written plan on an ongoing basis. Ensuring that new HCP orientation sessions include QAPI training, such that HCP can describe their role in identifying improvement opportunities. Reviewing quality error reporting and related disciplinary policies for unintended consequences. Example, distinguishing between errors and intentionally reckless behavior. Only the latter merits disciplinary action. Ensuring that the process uses data to drive decisions, including by supporting the acquisition and/or development of HCP with data collection, analysis, and presentation skills. Keeping the focus on systems and processes, that is foolproofing, rather than on individual behaviors, that is finding fault. Choosing specific performance assurance strategies and tools and training HCP on how to use the chosen tools. Types of tools and methodologies include processes for systematically and objectively prioritizing PIPs based on input from various departments, HCP, patients, and families. Performance of RCA with corrective actions linked to the system and process breakdown. Processes/tools for managing projects, including creating a project charter with scope and objectives, designating and onboarding a team, and using project documentation templates to record progress, results, and lessons learned. Processes for assessing the effectiveness or impact of improvement changes that rely on both process measures. Did the change occur and was it implemented correctly? And outcome measures. What was its impact on patient care and quality of life, both immediately after making the change and also later? Example, after 6 or 12 months have passed. Another important part of the design and scope element is to select the tools and methodologies that the organization will use in its QAPI program. Specific tools and methodologies are discussed later in this section. Key point: QAPI should not be considered a standalone or additional program. Rather, it should be integrated into the way things are done and care is provided. Written QAPI plan. Having a written QAPI plan is often a regulatory requirement. It should typically include the healthcare facility's QAPI guiding principles. The scope of the QAPI program. What is and is not included, tailored to the healthcare facility, its services, example, palliative care, behavioral needs, and its demographics. Links to plans from larger organizational systems, such as all nursing homes in the group. Exceptions may need to be tailored to the specific needs of a healthcare facility. The quality tools, project management tools, and other templates or information systems that will be used. The performance measures that will be used to assess the QAPI plan results, their targets, and a schedule for measurement and feedback. The IPC risk assessment and IPC plan may be included as a section in the QAPI plan. The QAPI plan should be a living document, meaning it is updated as the healthcare facility matures or changes strategies. In this way, it will remain useful. Ensuring HCP actively use this plan is the responsibility of leadership.